知行英语。Listen and share.
The church and the handprint. 教堂与掌印。Once, Walt was in the car. I took off. We went up about 5 miles to a 7-Eleven. The whole time, Sean complained about his shoulder bothering him. We all thought it was from jarring it.When he landed on his hands. We got to the 7-Eleven and we went inside. He came back out about a minute later with a weird look on his face. I asked him what was wrong and he told me this. When you took off, Walt and I went and looked around to see what freaked you out. I didn't see anything, but Walt did. When he yelled run, I did. But when I got to the gate area,It felt like something shoved me. That's why I fell. I figured I had just lost my balance and being so freaked. Just imagine the feeling until I got into the bathroom and saw this. He then pulled his shirt off and there, on his shoulder, was a perfect red handprint in a position that could only be put there if someone behind him had shoved him. And no one had appeared to be near him.When he had fallen.
Walt 一上来我就开车，我们驱车去一家5英里外的71。期间肖恩一直在抱怨自己的肩膀不舒服，我们以为他是刚才跌倒的时候扭伤了。到71之后他走了进去，大概1分钟后他走出来，脸上表情怪异。我问他怎么回事，他对我说，你走了之后，我和沃尔特转到后面去看是什么吓到了你。我什么都没看到，但是沃尔特看到了。他冲着我喊快跑，我照办了。但当我跑到门口时，感觉好像有什么东西推了我一下，我就倒地了。我以为是自己太害怕产生了幻觉，才失去平衡。直到我刚才进卫生间看到这个，他把衬衫拉高，我看到在他的肩膀处有一个完整的红色的掌印，这掌印只能是有人在背后推他才能可能留下的，但他跌倒时根本没看到他旁边有人。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
Once, Walt was in the car. I took off. 沃尔特一上来，我就开车。We went up about 5 miles to a 7-Eleven. The whole time, Sean complained about his shoulder bothering him.
我们驱车去一家5英里外的71。期间，肖恩一直在抱怨自己的肩膀不舒服。
We all thought it was from jarring it when he landed on his hands.
我们以为他是刚才跌倒的时候扭伤了。
We got to the 7-Eleven and we went inside.
到71之后他走了进去。
He came back out about a minute later with a weird look on his face.
大概1分钟后他走出来，脸上表情怪异。
I asked him what was wrong and he told me this.
问他怎么回事，他对我说，
When you took off, Walt and I went and looked around to see what freaked you out.
你走了之后，我和沃尔特转到后面去看是什么吓到了你。
I didn't see anything, but Walt did.
我什么都没看到，但是沃尔特看到了。
When he yelled run, I did.
他冲着我喊快跑，我照办了。
But when I got to the gate area,It felt like something shoved me. That's why I fell.
但当我跑到门口时，感觉好像有什么东西推了我一下，我就倒地了。
I figured I had just lost my balance and being so freaked.
Just imagine the feeling until I got into the bathroom and saw this.
我以为是自己太害怕产生了幻觉，才失去平衡。直到我刚才进卫生间看到这个。
He then pulled his shirt off, and there, on his shoulder, was a perfect red handprint.
他把衬衫拉高，我看到在他的肩膀处有一个完整的红色的掌印。
In a position that could only be put there if someone behind him had shoved him.
这掌印只能是有人在背后推他才能可能留下的。
And no one had appeared to be near him when he had fallen.
但他跌倒时根本没看到他旁边有人。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Take off 这里的意思是开车，事实上这个片语还可以表示起飞，比如说 The plane took off 5 minutes I went but boarded， 我登上飞机五分钟后飞机就起飞了。这个固定搭配还可以表示脱下，比如
He took off his raincoat and took out the key，
他脱下雨衣拿出钥匙。它的反义词就是 put on， 表示穿上。
complain，
文章中这个词是一个动词，表示抱怨、埋怨，通常都是和介词 about 或者是 of 连用的。比如有的就喜欢抱怨，我们就可以说 she is always complaining about something， 她总是怨天尤人。complaint 是它的名词形式，除了表示抱怨之外，还有投诉的意思。比如说你到某家酒店吃饭，可是服务生的态度非常差，你就可以叫经理来，对他说 I have a complaint， 意思就是我要投诉。
bother，
烦扰、打扰、烦心的意思。比如说
I can't bother him with my little affairs，
我不能因自己那么点小事去打扰他。我们也可以说 bother about， 比如
Don't bother about that trifling matter，
别为那么件小事烦恼。 bother 这个词还可以用作名词，表示烦恼的意思。比如在日常生活中常常会听到 oh bother， 意思就是讨厌。
figure
这里是 think， 认为、估计的意思。比如说
I never figured that this would happen，
我从没有想到会发生这样的事。 figure 这个词还可以表示数字，比如说 double figure意思就是两位数。那么什么叫做 ballpark figure 呢？ ballpark 指的是棒球场，一个棒球场里到底坐了多少人呢？没有人能确切的知道，所以 ballpark figure 指的就是大略的数字，大概的估计。比如我们可以这样说，
According to my ballpark figure there were 3,000 students attending the meeting that day，
根据我大约的估计，那天与会的大概有3000个学生。
pull off
指的是脱下，就像我们前面学到的 take off， 比如说
he pulled off his overcoat and began to work，
他脱下大衣开始工作。他的反义词是 pull on， 表示随随便便或匆匆忙忙的穿上衣服等。比如说
she pulled her clothes on and went to school，
他匆匆忙忙的穿上衣服就到学校去了。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
Once Walt was in the car. I took off. We went up about 5 miles to a 7-Eleven. The whole time Sean complained about his shoulder bothering him. We all thought it was from jarring it when he landed on his hands. We got to the 7-Eleven and we went inside.He came back out about a minute later with a weird look on his face. I asked him what was wrong, and he told me this. When you took off, Walt and I went and looked around to see what freaked you out. I didn't see anything, but Walt did. When he yelled run, I did. But when I got to the gate area, it felt like something shoved me. That's why I fell.I figured I had just lost my balance and being so freaked. Just imagine the feeling until I got into the bathroom and saw this. He then pulled his shirt off and there, on his shoulder,
was a perfect red hand print in a position that could only be put there if someone behind him had shoved him. And no one had appeared to be near him when he had fallen.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。